welcome to FGMO Performance Talks, the podcast about trading performance for serious traders.
Because he was frustrated with his job for the last 6 months, he just went straight to his boss, said all of the things he was thinking about the company and about him.
Oh no.
That he hates him and just can't stand him.
No.
And then he had just a big fight.
Wow.
So he got fired immediately.
Oh no, bless him. Why did he decide to do...
3, 2, 1. Hello everybody and welcome back to another episode of Performance Talks. I'm Michael.
And my name is Nelly. We are FTMO coaches and together we make Performance Talks, a podcast dedicated to everything around trading psychology. But before we'll dive into today's unusual episode, Michael, tell me, how have you been?
I just returned from Indian restaurant where was all you can eat menu and I ate it all, so I'm pretty fine. What about you?
Yeah, I'm fine as well. I'm happy that you are full and ready to record this podcast. I'm doing very well.
Fine, that's good. So, do you have anything interesting from your sessions recently?
Well, let me think. I had a session with a guy like a month ago who's actually listening to our podcast. So I'd tell him hi, but I'm going to keep it anonymous as
that's
I would like to share his story.
I like your attitude.
Yeah. So, well, basically this guy booked a session because he has been thinking about becoming a full-time trader. This has been his dream for a long time and he didn't really enjoy his first job, which also didn't present a major income for him. During the summer, he was doing really well, and as his profits were higher than he even expected, he started to think that maybe the time when he should finally take this step is coming.
Like to quit his job and start trading full time?
Yeah. And as we discussed it furthermore, there were so many aspects which are crucial to consider when you want to do this big step, right?
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, there is no proper approach when to go trading full time because it's different for everyone. And unless one tries, he doesn't really know how and what it will be like. But generally speaking, ideally, one needs to be confident with his trading before he takes this step.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's very important to be prepared for the possibility that maybe I will not make money every month.
Yeah.
Because that can happen quite easily.
Mm.
Especially in today's world where markets are very unpredictable.
Yeah, that is one of the most important aspects, of course. What I also perceive as essential is evaluating that mental and financial part of it, you know, like being really prepared.
Mm-hmm.
Because as you are saying, you must be prepared for the possibility that there will be the days when you won't be profitable.
Mm-hmm.
To get back to story of my client, he actually already had the money for a year expenses, but there was still that dilemma because he had a great job. He didn't enjoy that as much as trading, but he would have to sacrifice his place. And so naturally, there were following questions popping up on his mind.
Mm-hmm.
What if the trading career is not going to work? Will there be still that option or opportunity to come back to the company? And because, you know, like there's plenty of risks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course. On the other hand, I would say that there's always a risk. For example, if you don't change anything, then you risk all other possibilities you haven't tried.
Yeah.
Getting philosophical. So in the session with your client, what plan you made for him or was there any conclusion?
Well, what stressed him the most, I'd say, was that risk of losing the job.
Mm-hmm.
And within our session, we found out that he was actually stuck only on that one idea. Yeah, if I'm gonna leave my place, I won't be able to come back.
However, rigid in his thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Like, but you know, however, there were other options. right? Like asking a boss if he could try to work remotely at least first few weeks or months, let's say, or at least having this job as a part-time instead of full-time.
Yeah, so maybe there are solutions for his situation and he just wasn't aware of it. So yeah, we don't know yet if he will make any agreement with his boss, but sometimes it's really about bringing those possibilities in a play.
Well, he actually sent me an email a couple of days ago.
Okay.
That at the end, they actually decided that he could leave and come back after 2 months or maybe a half year, and he'll still have this opportunity to come back, like his roles still remain open. So I'd like to encourage all our listeners not to be scared to make such a big decision, but rather communicate them properly.
Yeah, so it's good that if trading full-time wouldn't be the best fit for him, he could come back. And I think that this is actually more important than many people might think. Because the pressure coming from that trading, I mean, like, that trading is my only way, can be really big.
Yeah. What about you? What about you? Have you had any session with some conclusions which you'd consider worthy to share with our listeners?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, during your story, I was thinking about a client of mine with whom we have been discussing something similar. But in his situation, it was a little bit different because he already made the decision to go full time at the moment we started our coaching sessions. He had his strategy, he was trading on his own account before, and he was doing fine for some time. So he decided to take the FTMO challenge.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 100k one. He passed it and also with the verification. And in first 2 weeks, he made something around 8 grand, I think, something like that, which is quite nice amount of money, right?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, let's admit it. And you know how this continued? Because he was frustrated with his job for last 6 months. He just went straight to his boss, said all of the things he was thinking about the company and about him.
Oh, no.
That he hates him and just can't stand him.
No.
And then he had just a big fight.
Wow.
So he got fired immediately.
Oh no, bless him. Why did he decide to do, you know, this so directly? Like, was he frustrated that much in his work?
Yeah,
or
I don't know. I didn't ask why he was frustrated so much, but I guess that he had some personal reasons. Anyway, he got his first payout, and just within 2 days, he was down 8% of his new FTMO account.
No way.
And that's the point where our job has started.
Mm-hmm.
We have discussed what has happened, and quite fast, it was pretty clear that the main reasons for that drawdown wasn't market conditions, but not following the strategy and overconfidence.
Yeah, of course.
Because that payout was for him like a big confidence boost.
Mm-hmm.
Because he thought that from now he can replicate it in the next period and the next one and the next one.
Yeah, well, here we go again.
Yeah.
Expectations, right? Sometimes when we are on a winning streak, we may forget that this maybe won't last forever, as some difficulties may occur later on. We can have that sort of tunnel vision, and then we are not able to see everything with the clarity. That's why it is so important to see the things in the bigger picture and having a realistic expectations.
Yeah, totally.
But unfortunately, there is no guarantee that everything will go as we wish. So we should consider everything before making such a huge decision.
Yeah. The expectation that from now he will make that money every payout was one of the things that caused him to take trades outside. Outside of his system.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, but as you say, it's not no guarantee that it will go as we wish. Mm. So we need to be prepared for the situation with the opposite outcome. And we are talking about plan B. So in this case, maybe to have enough money saved to pay my expenses so I'm not living from payout to payout.
Yeah, I guess this is the part when my client was like really smart. He was like talking about that, you know, let's say, before he decided to make such a big step.
He was like, thinking that through, like, properly.
Yeah. So, yeah, but how did it end up in this case?
Our case, it didn't end yet because we still cooperate together. But the main thing was to stop trading and take some break. Luckily enough, my client can afford to live some time without income from trading. And last time we spoke together, he started to trade again with lower lot sizes to regain the confidence back. It was going fine, so I hope it is still fine. And yeah, making the change to have trading as your main source of income is just tough. So, you know, there is nothing wrong or unusual that this happens.
Yeah, well, transition is not easy. I'm sure we can both agree on it.
Yeah.
Becoming a full-time trader is a big decision. As I said before, you have to evaluate a lot of aspects. Think about your overall vision of the future and then carefully make the steps towards your dream. However, expect that it cannot be done overnight. Mm. You should take in consideration if you are financially ready to make the step, how your lifestyle could change, and also think about all the risks possible. Having trading as a major income will add even more pressure, as you will want to really perform the best. And all that pressure can be actually very harmful to your performance. I met a couple of people who also made this impulsive decision to quit their jobs just after getting a big payout. So it is not rare, unfortunately. And I mean, sometimes it can be an amazing decision, but it is necessary to think about your own situation before. Mm-hmm. You should be sure that you are ready.
Yeah, but the bad thing, I think, is that there are some things one can just not be prepared for until they happen. And interestingly, the biggest thing which might be a struggle is to have trading as the only thing. Because in the beginning, I could be thinking, if trading would be my only thing in my life I need to focus on, then my performance should logically increase, which is not always the case.
Yeah, 100% agree. Also, there is often a conflict when it comes to perception of what actually is your job as a trader.
Yeah, it's a big conflict.
Because we can be biased from our other life experiences in school, in a 9-to-5 job, in a gym. Taking action brings good results. Mm-hmm. But trading is different. I mean, being active on charts 24/7, chasing the trades, that doesn't guarantee you any success. And I can say that almost every trader I've ever worked with has this work hard attitude. Mm-hmm. They're very ambitious and wants to take that action because there is that pressure to make money, especially when trading is your full-time job.
Yeah, the urge or pressure to make money. And the other thing is the feeling that I need to be doing something. And if you just think for a while about the word trader, it implies that I should trade, right? Because I trade, that's why I call myself a trader.
Yeah.
So this perception of being a trader could be that I need to play trades.
Mm-hmm.
However, when it comes to trading, it's more about waiting. First, I need to wait for the proper setup. And that pressing the button is the last thing I need to do. And after that, all the job is done, unless I need to manage my position, of course, or something. But basically, my job as a trader is to wait for the setup, then click the button, and then wait for the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And because the word trader can be misleading, I suggest to rename this profession to a waiter.
Yeah, you are right. Being a trader is definitely more about waiting than anything else. Because you don't want to be in any trade just to be trading, right?
Yeah, and one can just ask himself this question before taking any trade. Am I taking that trade because it's so high quality or because I want to be in the trade? And if the answer is I want to be in a trade, then most probably it's not a high quality setup.
It is crucial to bring that awareness, because taking just any setup is not the best way how to become profitable in a long term. You must respect your system and look really exclusively for those high quality setups. And to get back to that full-time trading, this is exactly what can be very difficult, because sometimes you are just waiting 1 day, 2 days, and the setup is not coming. So you can have that feeling like you haven't been productive. You know what I mean?
Yes, that's something I discuss with clients on a daily basis. The frustration of not having something visible behind them in the end of the day, because the result of the day of me doing my job as a trader properly, which is wait for the setup. So if the setup is not coming and I'm not taking any trades, I'm actually doing my job perfectly, but I can't see anything in the end of the day. I'm making any money, I'm not taking any trades. So the feeling of frustration can be here. So it's important to consciously change my perception and think about it objectively. There is no high quality setup. I'm not trading, and it's completely fine. I'm doing my job as I'm supposed to. And maybe our listeners will be surprised with this information, that many of my very profitable traders I'm dealing with are actually doing it for part-time. Even they make much more money from trading, they are keeping their job to be occupied and have the sense of meaning every day.
That is actually very common, And from psychological point of view, it makes sense. Because when you have another source of income, you're not under such a pressure as well.
Yeah, pressure is one thing. And if I have trading as my only thing in my life, then it's very big. So if I have series of losses or just period of not performing, it can get easier to my head. I can like start to think about me as a trader like in a pessimistic way. Whereas if I have also a different job, then I can get that proof for myself that everything is not so bad. Unless I have problems in different job as well.
No. But actually also goes back to that need of being productive, right? When there would be a bad day trading-wise, then you can just focus on your second job. And it is easier to get it out from your head. Of course, there will probably be still some thoughts about trading behind, hiding in your head. However,
they always are.
However, you'll be forced to focus, like to switch your focus on something different.
Yeah, and what I also think is worth to mention is that finding another job is not the only solution. So if you decide or already have decided to be a full-time trader, you can just find something which will give you that meaning and purpose outside of trading. That's how you can protect yourself in times when you will experience rough times in your trading career. And like this extra thing you can do outside of trading can be really anything.
Yeah, it can be really anything. Just pick any activity, whatever makes you happy. It can be sports, art, I don't know, video games. And you can even start your own business in the free time.
Yeah, so when we are talking like going full-time or part-time, both scenarios have their own pros and cons. And the beauty about it is that we can choose. And right now, actually, I don't have any more ideas about our today's topic worth to mention. What about you, Nelly? Do you have something you would like to add before we close our podcast for today?
Well, I know I'm going to repeat myself again, but...
Please do.
But I just like to say that, you know, we are all different. We are in a different situations. And what is good for someone can be horrible for others. Mm-hmm. So before making any huge steps, try to think about how you're gonna handle it. If it aligns with your own vision of the future, and if you are ready for it, try to evaluate those pros and cons and choose wisely.
Good point. Makes sense. So, if this is everything, I guess that now it's everything for today's episode. Thank you for a nice chat with you. I had some fun.
Thank you.
Hope that our listeners did enjoy. And see you next time.
And as always, trade safe.
This was FTMO Performance Talks. And for more, follow us on Spotify, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, SoundCloud, and our YouTube channel.